In the darkness of the night, temperatures drop as your fear rises. The sounds of the unknown only grow louder and closer, and you feel your demise is at hand. You stop and turn and see the harmless dancing shadows in your wake. You let out a shaky breath, almost a laugh. It must have been your imagination. Suddenly you feel a cold wind whip around you, and the shadows whisper, "Phantasmagoria."
Stop.
Look at those gears.
Stop. Leave me alone. I'm
the cogs are
I'm
smoking.
I'm shifting through the multiverse that is the future and deciding which reality I want. I'm about to dimension jump.
Do you see steam?
It's electric powered.
There's
Sam.
Steam
There's
coming
no
out,
way.
There is steam coming out of his ears.
I'm that's still impossible.
Too cold. I have
okay,
to
well,
I have to further wrap happening. Myself.
So I don't know what to tell you. I don't know is that not
in
steam?
In my babushka.
What is that then?
That's grandma.
Isn't that not what the grandma wears?
No, that is grandma. You just said that you wrapped yourself
in a babushka.
In a grandma.
In a grandmother.
In the skin of a grandma.
Oh,
no.
Houston, that's not what you said.
That isn't what you said.
It's not better.
Well, I needed a blanket.
Are you freaking...
I'm ready.
Then once... why aren't you saying...
Okay, welcome to Phantasmagoria. Here it is. That's it. We're in.
He's thinking.
We
that's
need to
it?
Talk. Well, okay, if we're going to rush in, I'm just going to freaking shoot the shiz... with my two friends. I promised last week I was going to talk about Sherlock Holmes and this wild thing I learned about him, and I'm opening the podcast with that because I forgot. Are you both sitting?
Oh, boy.
Are you?
No, I find myself standing.
Oh, well, Sam,
nope.
I'm worried for...
Why would you lie to our audience like that and freaking gamble your trust? With
it doesn't matter. Let him pass
fellow
out.
Listeners.
Let him pass out as the blood rushes what? To his brain as he tries to comprehend what I'm about to tell him, and he falls on the floor.
I need to hear
asleep.
What he's about to say.
We all know and love Sherlock Holmes, right?
Wow, okay.
He's great. He's smart. He's a smart guy.
Oh, we love him.
We love
he's
him.
He's the people's hero.
He is. He's the smartest man.
He's so smart. He Kevin.
Okay.
Sherlock Holmes is so dashing and handsome. He's smart. He's funny. He's cool as a cucumber
I
under
didn't
pressure.
Ask for this.
What are you trying to
Sam,
convince
this
me
is,
of?
He started this, so I figured I'd finish it. Tell me more about.
Do you so you know he was a series of novels, right?
He's not that great. Yeah.
Okay, so Sherlock Holmes blew up. He was the Harry Potter of what, the 1800s?
He was
I don't
the
even know.
The cat's pajamas, if you will.
Point is, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle is the writer. He's the author of Sherlock Holmes. He wrote books on books on books on books about this very smart man solving mysteries with his plump friend. I think.
Watson.
Watson's always depicted as plump. I'm assuming he's plump. I don't actually know that. Later. Later in life. Years later. Conan Doyle, still alive. Still kicking. Still writing about Sherlock Holmes.
His name, but he went by Sir?
I think he was knighted. I don't think you can get Sir unless you're actually knighted.
Well, that's why I asked if he was Sir.
I don't know. I'm assuming he was knighted because he lived in the place where they knight people and did something
amazing.
I can't
just assume that.
King Arthur Conan.
Lieutenant Kevin Siraj.
This is nothing.
I mean, I wouldn't assume that you'd be a lieutenant because they don't have those here.
Maurice LeBlanc. Does that ring a bell to either of you?
No.
No.
At all. She wrote a series about a man named Arsène Lupin. Like, the best thief of all time. Top crook, top of the line, burgled everyone he could get his hands on. She writes a novel later. After this is an established character. She's big, too. She's a big artist.
I feel like this isn't going to blow my mind.
Arsène Lupin versus Sherlock Holmes. Right?
She wrote this?
She wrote this. Okay. Conan's still alive, kicking, writing about Sherlock Holmes. She publishes this book, and he's like, whoa.
He's like, you're dead.
He's like, that's my character. You can't do that. And everyone was like, what do we do? And to top it off, she wrote this story about the greatest detective, about her greatest thief, her OC, and the thief beats Sherlock Holmes.
Well, of course.
So she writes, she brings in this legendary character. He's blown everyone out of the water and says, oh, yeah, well, mine's better. My character's actually smarter than that character. It's right here in writing. And published it and made tons of money. So he takes her to court, right?
Oh, and yes.
They have a court battle. Dun, and dun, dun. He says, you need to change the name from Sherlock Holmes. And what? I don't know how that court. I would have loved to be on the jury.
So now it's Herlock Sholmes.
Kevin, you hit the nail on the head.
No way.
She has changed the name and they reprinted every book to Arsene Lupin versus Herlock Sholmes.
Yo!
You're lying.
Called it.
The most insane by order of law.
Herlock.
And Conan was like, that's good enough for me. That's what I wanted to happen. It's freaking wild.
I have reason to believe that Conan was not happy with that.
Oh, there's no way.
But he couldn't get any more.
I agree 100%.
How do you argue past that?
I agree 100%. Yeah, 1910.
Well, she has to change her character's name to Herlock Sholmes. So
funny.
That's kind of, I mean.
So Conan in the courtroom, he's like, looks at her like, really?
I win.
Are you serious?
Well, I guess. Well, the jury was like, "That's
no
enough.
Way, dude. He's not even.
That's plenty.
He's not proud of it. He's just like, he's like, she can't have this book. That's my character." And she's like, "Okay, I'll change it to Herlock Sholmes." And he's like, "Oh yeah, very funny." And they're like, "Court adjourned." And he's like, "Wait,
the judge
what?
Was like, the judge took a look."
Conan's like, "You can't let her." And they're like, "What? Who?" You didn't write anybody. You didn't write anything about Herlock Sholmes, and he's just. And then he died, angry, an angry man.
The judge's third eye literally, like, physically opened on his forehead, and he was like, "This is going to be hilarious in 100 years. This is going to be like top tier humor 100 years from now." We have a court adjourned. It's over. Tell me that didn't blow your freaking minds. I learned just, that and I was like, there's no freaking way.
It didn't blow my gourd like I wanted
it
to.
It didn't blow my gourd, but it was very, very entertaining.
That doesn't blow your gourd?
It was very entertaining.
Put yourself there. Put yourself in Conan's shoes. Wild.
Well, I mean.
He's like, this is bullshiz, and I can't do anything about it. Someone has written a parody where their OC beats up my OC in a fight.
Yeah, and got away with it. At the same time, like, big deal, dude. Like, chill out. What do you want more? Yeah. You want more than your Sherlock Holmes series? She's not, like, stealing it from you. She just used a dude.
Which I don't know if copyright was around in the 1900s.
It's one book. It's not like people are just like, oh, now that this book's out, forget the entire Sherlock Holmes series.
Right, touche.
She probably, like...
And, I mean, lasting effect, I've still never heard of Lupin. Well, Lupin's shown up in, like, anime. I don't know if that's inspired by that, but...
Well, whatever the case.
Yeah, Sherlock Holmes is way bigger.
I can't hardly think that it would be a big deal to the author of Sherlock Holmes
but
that
in the
somebody
list...
wrote one book that used that character in it.
Yeah, yeah.
And
but
he's going to freaking cry about it.
What's wild to me is in the list of canonized characters of, like, just ever created, like, money has been made off of these characters, like Superman, SpongeBob, like, everything on the list. Sherlock Holmes is on that list, and so is a guy called Herlock Sholmes.
Yo.
Like,
now that's a man.
That's crazy.
I think that's been done more than once, though. Not to Sherlock Holmes.
I was about to say who and swap the words of SpongeBob SquarePants, and it's still SpongeBob SquarePants, and I felt like a fool.
I wish you would have said that.
I wish I would have too.
SpongeBob, like, Spare Pants.
Spring Boob SquarePants. This story is called White Owls, not the blunt in parentheses.
There's a blunt called White? Is that a brand of marijuana?
Are you seriously asking me?
I don't know.
He looked
okay,
at Kevin,
okay.
Kevin, he looked at you and asked the question, do you think he's talking to the wall?
I think the wall has a better idea than I do.
The three of us collectively are like the world's dumbest accumulation of random facts that you know off the top of your head.
You know what?
So that is...
I will give you that.
Yeah, that was not a wild thing to ask the room.
I don't know that much.
You do.
But what you do know...
You know way more about rollerblading than the average man. Way more.
I don't know anything about rollerblading.
He does. Don't let him fool you.
Roller skating.
Houston. Oh, you're right.
The only thing he knows about rollerblading is that Disney movie.
Disney movie?
There's some Disney movie about rollerblading that inspired everybody to rollerblade for like 5 seconds.
What?
I'm just speaking facts.
I remember the one about Double Dutch starring
Corbin Bleu.
Corbin Bleu. I almost said Corden Bleu. And I'm like, that's not his name.
Cordon Bleu. That could not have been the first time that that joke has passed my eardrum.
He gets that all the time.
I've never heard that either. And I said it, and I was like, no, that's not his name. That's a chicken dish.
Anyway, White Owl.
A tasty, cheesy chicken dish.
That got him.
So stupid. Chicken Corbin Bleu. Wow.
Around 12 years ago, I had a strange occurrence happen to me, and it has bothered me ever since.
He's gone.
Again.
Don't draw attention.
We can't proceed, Houston. You're not paying attention. Your mind's somewhere else. Your mind's still on...
Cordon Bleu.
Don't wait for him to go. I'm good. I'm good.
Okay,
I got like legit tears in my eyes. It's so stupid. Folks. It's like embarrassment at this point that I'm laughing that hard at this.
I don't... Okay. Sometime around 2009, I started having these weird dreams that involved a white owl. I don't remember many details of the dreams except a white owl would appear and I would wake up. These dreams were recurring, having them about twice a month for a little over a year. Flash forward to 2011... It had been months since the dreams, and they had been mostly forgotten. It was winter break. My best friend and I were taking a trip from our small town on the Texas Gulf Coast to Austin, and we decided to take country roads to avoid cops so we could get our smoke on along the way. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, so the story isn't about the White Owl blunt.
So, no, yeah.
But... They are smoking
weed.
But they're
getting their smoke on. Well, no one said anything about weed.
By saying that in the beginning, they've just introduced that they're familiar.
People.
Nobody said anything about.
I guess when people say they're getting their smoke on. When you go to smoke, like as an event, it's never a cigarette. You don't go somewhere to smoke a cigarette.
Are you saying that I don't, or?
No, people in general. Like, if you're going to, like, somewhere to smoke,
freaking
it's weed.
Smoke expert Houston Tanner.
Okay, freaking back off me.
I am a
people expert. I know how they work.
Weed knower.
Put it on my tombstone. Houston Tanner.
Jay Houston Tanner. Weed knower.
That's like the equivalent of a man like going to a drug dealer, being like, I would like one drug, please. Just your finest quality drug.
I'll take a weed.
That carries the exact same energy.
One drug, please.
Oh, I knew weed. I just a guy who till he died insisted he knew everything about marijuana. Weed knower. So funny.
We were on about a 15-mile stretch of road called FM 1301, which is dark and covered in wooded areas beside a house here and there. Oh, besides a house here and there. But the moon had to have been full because it was providing ample light. We were driving, shooting the breeze, when I looked over at my friend to say something, and out the window, I saw it. I froze and lost the color in face when my friend looked out the window to see what it was. A white owl flying side by side with us. And he was like, oh, that's cool. Okay, yeah, this...
Bruh.
It's weed. Oh, that's cool.
Is it while if he says at the end, oh, by the way, we were actually smoking White Owl, that, I don't know what that is.
When all of a sudden it sped up and smashed straight into the passenger side mirror, shattering the glass and knocking my mirror down.
Whoa.
not what? Off completely.
That took a turn that I wasn't expecting.
It was a very strange happening, and even stranger was the fact that white owls are a northern bird, and a very rare. They're very rarely Houston, seen wait, in the wait, south.
Wait. Houston shaking his head, and I want to know
vigorously. Let me add in why the barn owls are like all over the place. Like they're, I think they're more down south in like the heat, and they're white. So big freaking whoop! White somebody, owls are everywhere.
Somebody fact check this kid.
I want to.
I'll freaking do it myself. Yep, that's what it says. Barn owls, yeah, only in the heat.
Record time.
Very quick.
I don't know. It still kind of bothers me to this day. One thing I would like to point out to you, to my friends, is a movie called The Fourth Kind.
Yeah, they don't go north. They're literally like along the southern border of the United States.
What am I looking at? White owls?
Yeah, barn owls.
We're talking white owls.
Barn owls or white owls? They've got some brown on them, I guess.
Not always.
Let's see.
Give me a white owl.
A barn owl?
Yeah.
Oh, here, there's a picture of him. You could look at that and be like, that's a white owl.
No, that's brown.
When his wings are spread, the owl hole underneath is white. I'm going to find another pic.
This is a white owl.
You wouldn't see that and be like, that's a white owl?
Snowy owl.
Perhaps.
That's a white owl.
How about this, Jenkins?
That's a white owl.
This is a white owl.
Hey, that's more white than this owl, but this is still a white owl.
Those are the white owls that freaking camo in the snow.
Yeah, I guess.
That's what a white owl is.
But wait, it still stands to reason. He was up north?
No, he was in Texas.
And he saw a white owl.
That's what he's saying.
If he was high, he could have freaking thought it. This could be.
That's true.
Look at that. That's like the view you're going to get from a freaking car.
No.
If it's it broke through his window.
Yeah, this it was what, flying alongside what, him. It didn't cut. They didn't get a head-on collision
is what
with an
he
owl.
Saw before it before he kissed an owl through the window.
Anyway, have you heard of or seen the movie The Fourth Kind?
No, I know it exists though.
Well, it scared,
heard of it. Yes,
it scared the heebie-jeebies out of me when I was a lad, and it's about aliens.
Okay.
You don't say.
I knew I'd get Sam's attention with that one, but basically, the front cover of the movie is the face of an owl.
Really?
Of a barn owl.
I'll just be the
like
judge.
Like the one that you're looking at?
Barn owls are like the creepiest looking owl.
Look it up. Look up The Fourth Kind right now.
I say they're the creepiest, but I think they're just the most abnormal. Because now that I've seen a bunch of pictures of barn owls over the years, I'm like, they're not even creepy. They're cute. But I remember the first time I saw them, I was like, that's a freaking weird looking bird. And I don't like it.
I love owls, dude. They're sick.
There's one that has an owl.
Okay, let me see. Is it like a...
Does this tie back to the story?
Yes. Yeah, okay. See, so
that is
what happens is they have like people in this town. So apparently it's based off of a true story.
Oh.
And that's why it scared the heebie-jeebies.
You
out
guys
of me.
Can't see it, but Kevin was very gratuitous with his finger quotes on that one.
Well, you know, anyway, these people come to this therapist and they say that they are having these dreams and they see an owl in it. And they see that owl, and then you later on through the movie you find out that it's not an owl. What they're seeing, it's an alien.
Freaking spoiler, bro.
Well, it's freaking The Fourth Kind, meaning
how old?
How old is the movie?
Yeah,
it's very old. I saw this like
then
over 10 years ago.
I'm less upset, but wow,
I was gonna watch that movie, Kevin.
The movie is called Fourth Kind. The Fourth Kind, meaning the fourth kind is abduction.
This isn't going to keep Houston from being upset.
It's like
why does the fourth kind mean abduction?
It's a thing. It's like it's like the first kind is like contact or something. It's like the stages of alien interaction.
Really? I've never heard that. That's actually really interesting.
And the fourth kind is abduction.
What is kind 2 and 3? There's contact, falling in love, betrayal,
no,
abduction?
Like just like seeing or something, like sight. And then third is like...
Yeah, falling in love, Houston.
It's like the,
you stage,
it's like the stages of
Kevin,
grief.
Continue.
But it ends with aliens and abduction.
Yep.
So do
I'm
I,
making a funny. Leave me
at
alone.
This point,
it was not funny, Houston. You're making fun of my friends.
I bet Probs laughed.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. Don't even...
Okay. No.
trying to drag in the OGs into this.
I think they was funny and my friends laughed.
Boo.
Do I have to continue at this point?
Yeah, please. I'm sorry.
He's not.
I'm going to let you guys put two and two together here, well, knowing what that you this now is know.
The owl abducted the man.
No. Whoa.
You said it was the fourth kind.
He saw an owl in his dreams. This person sees an owl. Yet. The owl shows up, hits him. I think
he's carried him away. It broke through his car window, grabbed his shoulders by his powerful talons.
What I was really looking for is that you, sir, are in danger of being abducted
by owls,
by aliens.
Oh, Houston, because the movie, the owl is the alien in the fourth kind. Yes. Gotcha. Okay.
And you just jump straight to this kid's gone.
Yeah.
No need to even try to solve this story because he's already gone.
If I have the information of owls, because of movie, abduct people, and in my real life situation, an owl has slammed its body against glass to get to me, I'm assuming it is in the process of it's abduction time.
Okay,
I'm here for you. We're leaving. And you're coming with me. In my owl feet.
It didn't smash the window, it smashed the mirror.
Oh, it did?
It wasn't like trying to get in.
I thought it rammed the passenger rear mirror window and got in the car.
The mirror window.
You know what I bet happened? They're driving down the road. He looks over, sees this owl.
Country road.
That's one.
Well, that's the second time you've done that joke.
But
if you do it a third time before the end of the podcast, it will be funny because rules of threes. So just keep it in mind. Hit me when we need it.
It's just singing a song.
Country road.
No, well, now that was too soon.
Take me home.
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
I don't know.
It's See, not
I,
four.
I don't know comedy. So you told me to do it again. And I did. You promised it would be funny.
Well, we were waiting. I was waiting for the time to show.
You held in your laughs, and I
did. I was good.
I'm thinking that they're driving down this country road. He looks out, makes.
Wow, we've treaded into fifth territory.
Keep this going, is Sam.
Not funny
Don't
anymore.
Don't let us dwell on that.
They lock eyes, him and this owl. I almost called it a bat. He and this owl.
Common mistake.
He and this owl lock eyes. They can't pull their eyes off each other.
Oh, it's true love.
The third kind.
The third kind.
I freaking told you. No, third kind was breakup. Second
Sam,
kind.
Sam, are you love kidding it me? First you sight. Knew this. You knew.
This owl is like a deer in the headlights.
Okay.
I mean, he's flying, but he's flying blind because he can't pull his eyes off this guy. So
they hit the brakes.
Kill
this owl.
He swoops. He's trying to fly straight like you do, but he swoops over on accident, hits the mirror, busts it up a little bit.
That's what freaking happened, and he's just misremembering because of how high he was. He saw this owl, the dots connected, and he yelled, "Dude, my dream!" And his buddy, in panic, slammed on the brakes and killed this owl. Dead.
No, he was the driver. His friend was like, "Oh, that's cool."
Oh, I thought he saw the passenger.
Whoa,
an owl. Freaking same thing, man. They hit the brakes, I'm convinced.
And now he's not. And now he's not in the dreams. So.
You want to move down the road.
Get around the
country road.
This comes to us from our best friend Drake. Hey, oh, got a local legend here from Round Rock, Texas. Oh. Back before the area was suburbanized.
That's such a Texas town name.
Round Rock.
From Round Rock, Texas.
Round Rock, Texas.
We're back in Texas already.
Back before the area was suburbanized, there was a wilderness.
Keep going.
Before the area was suburbanized, there was a wilderness raised man who protected the area against the settlement. He since died. So the story goes.
Does it actually say that? Does it say that in the email?
But his ghost.
It doesn't matter, Houston. This
but
is
his ghost
Western
is said to continue to haunt the area to try and stave off the continuing expansion and protect the creek. There have been hairy man festivals.
Wait. Because your accent got in the way there a little bit. Did you say hairy man festivals?
There have been hairy man festivals.
Can we just take that out of context?
Including a contest to see who the hairiest man is.
That was in context, Kevin.
How do you... Wait. Can I... How do you... compete in that?
Why are you tapping your fingers together in anticipation?
Kevin, you're the least hairy person I've ever met.
I'm not
you
trying to
you,
win.
Kevin, you don't compete.
I'm not trying to. I'm wondering what makes the man hairy. Is it the length of his hair or just the percentage of body covered in hair?
I think you look at the man and you know.
I think he's right.
He's the hairiest man around.
It's a gut thing. You look and you're like, it's him.
Well, okay, let me...
Because you have to... Surface area, density, length, like,
so
these
let
are
me,
all factors.
Yeah, so let me raise you this scenario. Some dude comes along and he's covered from head to toe in long, straight hair.
Okay.
And then another man comes along looking just as dense, but it's just very curly and brambly.
On every square inch of his body.
I think they both win. If it's every square inch, they are hairiest men.
I would probably give it to the long man.
Sam, there can only be one. It's not hairiest men.
See, Kevin, the reason that I would say that that's what I would do is because I'm not willing to dive in.
Okay, keep going.
Mm. Do you think the losers get like...
Wait, is that the end of the thing?
In like shame, no. Get tar and feathered? Like,
yeah, I think
they get
waxed.
That's what I mean. Like, you lose, you donate it all. All of it goes
donate
to charity.
Donate it? What are you buying?
Yeah.
Eustace is looking for some extra body, body hair.
Looking for a tope with a real specific texture.
A tope?
He did just say tope.
What did I say?
Tope.
Toupee.
Toe.
You said
I definitely said toupee.
You said toupee.
We'll find out in post, and
laugh,
I'll be embarrassed.
Buddy.
A toupee with a very specific texture.
It doesn't matter. The joke landed.
A picture of a plaque that explains the legend found on the walking trail is attached, along with a couple pics of the road itself. Thanks for the pod, Drake. Here is a picture of the path. It's just a path.
Okay.
What you'd expect.
Right. It looks like... I feel like I've seen this.
That's more of a pathway to me.
Nope.
It's like a...
This is a tangent waiting to happen, and we can't afford it. We've already done too many.
I can't voice my opinion?
No. That's a great opinion.
We don't have...
We can't spend time on it.
I didn't ask you to talk about it. I'm just...
Kevin,
I felt it coming, and
Kevin,
I'm like, we have to stop now.
You and I both know we can't have opinions.
Oh.
That's not what
I have been told that more than once on this podcast.
Have you?
This is what the plaque says.
In different ways.
That's what you've understood.
Finish!
This is what the plaque says. Legend of the Hairy Man. There are several versions of how the Hairy Man came to be alone along the banks of Brushy Creek. One version says that he accidentally fell out of the back of his parents' wagon. Is that what you're going to do to me?
No.
He did.
You did it to me.
He did do that
Not
to you.
Not 30 seconds ago.
That's why he said that.
Did you like it?
I did. I felt powerful.
His parents? Nope. One version says that he accidentally fell out of the back of his parents' wagon when they were traveling west along the banks of the creek. His parents were unaware that he was missing until they stopped for the night many miles away. Another version says that a violent
Mom
Texas...
Mom of the year, dude.
Yeah.
It's a wagon. It's not an SUV with the kid locked into an iPad. Like
Houston's kids will be.
Like they will inevitably.
Wait, what is your point?
I'm saying
because
like
because it's a wagon, you never check on your
kids. Kids are falling out of wagons all over the place.
No, that's what I'm saying though. Like it's moving
slow enough. It just happens, dude.
You'd hear a thud.
Nobody will judge you as parents. If you get from point A to point B and have no child.
Okay.
No child.
No.
Fall out of a wagon and die?
Yeah, happened to my sister.
And you're like, it's not a freaking SUV, dude.
You
gotta strap those kids in.
We live in a place.
They'll topple.
We live in a place with it shoved down our throats constantly about the people who went from the Far East and walked all the way here. All the way to the west. That we hear about it all the time, constantly. And you know what we hear about what they did? How they sang.
Midwest.
How they talked. The stories. If you're in a wagon, all you're going to do is, well, I mean, not every second of the day, but you're just like, well, time to sit here. You think you're going to be dead silent in your wagon ride? No. Especially with a kid, Chatty Cathy. You're like, wow, it's been quiet for 3 hours. Hopefully little Timmy didn't fall out, but wow, I'll be danged if I turn my head to check.
I think a kid.
I think I'm lost. We should preemptively give Houston Father of the Year Award.
I'm lost, dude.
I think that we should make him...
Houston was justifying this kid, these parents.
No!
I said Mother of the Year, and Houston's like, well, it's not an SUV.
Well, no, I'm not like, saying... I knew you said that sarcastically. It doesn't matter.
Sam, do you have more? I know
this,
you have
this
more.
This thing's not done. I keep getting cut off. Another version says that a violent Texas flash flood separated the family and the boy. Despite the real reason, legend has it that the young boy was alone and raised by the native animals along Bushy Creek. Over time, the boy outgrew his clothes.
Wow, what an appropriate name.
The possums and skunks along Bushy Creek.
The hairiest man came out of Bushy Creek.
No wolves or lions.
Wild.
Listen to this next part.
It's Texas.
Over time.
Oh, I guess there are wolves and lions.
No.
Mountain lions? There's no mountain lions in Texas?
Not that I know of.
Over time, the boy outgrew his clothes. And the only natural protection he had was from his excessive, untamed body hair. As the boy grew into a man, he became fond of the creek and claimed it as his own. He vowed to protect the creek and tried to frighten people away, even to the point of hiding in trees and dragging his feet along the roof of passing carriages.
How much traffic is this creek getting?
He continued.
And how long would a kid live with the animals in the creek before he developed Stockholm Syndrome to be like, I have to scare away all these passerbys, where if there's a lot of passerbys, he wouldn't have been like, oh, I need to get on this wagon and get home. It doesn't add up.
I don't like your thing
reasoning
you said.
And thought.
Yeah. He continued with his efforts to scare people until one night a team of horses unexpectedly changed direction and trampled him to death. What?
In the creek. You know, just horses in the creek.
Why what, Sam?
That's cuckoo.
Where's the confusion?
Well, there's just a lot of space out in Texas, and for horses to change direction
horses
suddenly...
Horses always... randomly and sporadically change direction. And
through his
things.
Legend, the hairy man is forever keeping his vow of protecting Bushy Creek by haunting the land along the lonely road.
So a hairy ghost.
He wasn't protecting Bushy Creek. He was just scaring people.
Away from
the
creek.
What is this, a Scooby-Doo episode?
You're right, yes.
No, because he's not a rich billionaire trying to pave the creek over with a McDonald's.
Here I am coming along this creek. It's a nice creek. Maybe I'll build a house here. Except that it's already inhabited by a very hairy man. He's Sasquatch.
Yeah, Sasquatch. No, see,
it doesn't seem like
from
a Sasquatch
your description,
mix up.
It sounds like the freaking Ice King
from Adventure Time.
That's just what I pictured.
He's
like got hair for his clothes. His beard just freaking grows.
Not true.
The length of his body.
He has a big blue thing that he wears. The beard's just big.
No, but when he's naked.
Well, that's not his clothes. It's just a beard covering his blue genitals.
No, it's covering like at least 75% of
his
body.
No, yeah, but it's a robust beard. It stretches far. It covers most of his bod.
Yep. Hairy man. You've just described
if
hairy man.
If someone has a massive beard, are they a hairy man?
Which he would.
Kevin, if you had a massive beard, but no body hair,
square
like
rectangle.
A weird sphinx cat like
square
you currently
rectangle.
Have, would you consider yourself a hairy man?
If I had a beard that covered that much of my body,
but
would I consider...
But you have no other body hair. None.
Would I consider myself
a hairy man?
Are
you a hairy
man
or do you have a big beard?
That's one in the same.
No. I would argue no.
It depends on how you define hairy man. We're going to have to circle all the way back to when I asked you both who wins the hairy man contest. Okay, because I said, is it body freaking percentage or is it hair length? And you guys looked at me like I was a bozo. And now you're telling me that you wouldn't consider somebody a hairy man unless they covered their body.
This goes to my point. Two men enter the hairiest man contest. One, big beard, Ice King beard, no other hair.
Bigger than bald. Ice King. He's literally enshrouded by only his beard.
No. The Ice King beard. The Ice King beard.
Okay, all right, fine.
No other hair. Naked as the day he was born. Worse, because some babies have hair. Not this man. Never a follicle has extended to anything.
It.
Nothing. Nothing at all. The other man, just coated. Just, it's like, is there skin or is it hair?
But it's can't not long. But it's not long.
But it is thick. And it is right against his skin. You're like, I can't see skin.
So
that man wins the hairiest man
if
contest.
If we were to shave them, and they both had the same amount of hair.
It's not the amount. It's the hairiest man.
I'm thinking, but
that's
coated,
what I...
Coated man is the hairiest man.
That's what I asked at the very first. And you guys said I was a dummy.
You
said, nope, same thing. I think you give it to both of them. That's what you said.
No, wrong. You suggested both of them had body hair. But the body hair on one was sleek and long. The one on the other one was curly and
well,
shorter.
that was the example I gave after I posed the question.
We're not talking.
Is it about hair length or is it about percentage?
We're not talking about
of body hair. Covering. That's what I asked.
I think both would be considered.
Okay.
I think it's mostly body. The hairiest, the hairiest man. I'm waving my hand around. Like all of that man, 100% man hair. Everywhere, Kevin.
Okay, well, thanks for finally answering my question.
One time in my life, I went to Six Flags, which is a water park.
Oh,
it's not a water park. It's mostly rides.
Six, maybe it wasn't. It was.
You're talking the mountains.
Seven Peaks.
Seven Peaks in Vegas.
Right. I went to Seven Peaks. There was a man there who was the hairiest man I have ever seen, and he. I can still visualize him. I have a bad memory. The memory of him is forever lodged in my mind. He looked like Wolverine.
Did he have like
Hugh Jackman? And you didn't cut yourself a piece of that?
Did he actually have like the werewolf syndrome?
I don't remember.
Was he growing like thick hair on his cheeks?
I just remember the thick coat on his back.
Dude.
Back's one thing. If they have werewolf syndrome, they've got like...
It's crazy.
They've got like a head of hair on their face.
It's everywhere. It is everywhere on their body. Like palms, feet, everything.
I don't remember. I just remember his back.
Sam, you could have met a real werewolf.
It was pretty bold to call that werewolf syndrome. Because if by chance werewolves show up, what would they call that syndrome? Because they can't call it werewolf syndrome anymore. Because then people will get confused.
Houston. This man isn't a werewolf. He just has hair.
Spitball. I need answers.
They knew.
Hairy syndrome? Dumb.
Why is that dumb?
No, they picked werewolf syndrome because there's no magic magoo going on.
Okay. But if someone was to become a werewolf, science would say that's werewolf syndrome.
No, they would
say. They have been infected with werewolf.
Nobody will become a werewolf.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. We know that now, but what if 50 years from now a werewolf pops up?
One won't.
Okay, but what if? That's what I'm saying.
But one won't.
Okay, probably yes. Yes. But definitely. In this creative space, let's play.
Tickle his fancy.
Tickle
Sam.
It. Tickle my fancy.
Tickle his fancy.
I refuse. Okay. I absolutely refuse.
Well,
if you approach it.
You heard it. Are you about to tickle his fancy?
No.
Okay.
Do it.
Good.
Why don't we take a trip and go shopping for some wares at the Bazaar?
Why don't we?
Good evening, everybody, or morning or afternoon or whatever, it doesn't matter. We are Graveyard Tales. Now, if you like ghost stories, hauntings, cryptid encounters, and the weird history behind them, then you should join us in the graveyard.
You can find us on any of your favorite podcast providers. Check out our website at graveyardpodcast.com and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and on Twitter at GRV. Just go search Graveyard Tales.
That would be easier. Now, we hope to see you in the graveyard.
I got some nice baubles and trinkets. I don't know about you boys. Anything good?
Nothing.
Genie lamps or lava? I was going to say lava lamps, but that's redundant.
I got a couple knickknacks and a paddywhack.
I like it. I like to hear it.
Did you give a dog a bone?
Question on squaring up with the paranormal.
Big opportunity wasted, Sam.
Are there any experts here that could tell me whether squaring off with the paranormal is a good idea? I'll use one example. I had a coworker friend who told me that whenever he spoke on the phone to his girlfriend, both of them would hear legitimate, audible, demonic voices, you could call them. He would basically tell them to get the H out of here.
No.
Mm-hmm. He faced them head on and said he never had any trouble.
What does that look like? I wish to be in the just same about room to ask as the same him.
Bro, how do I get ripped enough to fight ghosts?
Demons.
Here I am talking. Here he is talking on the phone. I'm in the same room as him. He's talking to his girlfriend. Demon interjects. How does he handle himself?
I'm really trying to channel my inner Chad.
How do you know that you guys just aren't sick of each other and you basically are the demon to one another?
Go to heck, you demon. Is that kind of...
They just start like talking. They start fighting, girlfriend and boyfriend. They start fighting, and they're like,
"Oh my heck!"
And then they become each other's demons, dude.
He faced them head on, like I want to. And he said he didn't say that. That's my commentary. He never had any trouble when he turned the tables on them with the anger of his own, the fire in his belly, the heat of HE double hockey sticks in his fists.
To made fight those them. Demons bow down to him.
I personally don't see anything wrong with this and believe that more people should face these things head on with more fearlessness. Is there any fault in this? How do I punch a ghost? Why not have a war with paranormal if they are the ones that are invading our space? Does anyone ever consider this? Why do we tiptoe around them when they are the ones annoying the HE double hockey sticks out of us? I will say he's inviting a lot of this with his language. I will say, first of all.
Is he actually... See,
who's invading whose space?
People like this like to ask questions that they already have decided answers
He wants to punch a ghost. He wants to be hard.
If I look him in the eye and I say, that's a...
Don't do that.
Jonathan.
You're a coward.
Jonathan, that's...
Bro, you're just not strong enough with God, like me, to punch his ghost.
Which is why I say what I say. Is he actually open to the information that I will so freely give?
I don't know.
Because I know the answer to this.
Well, then let's hear it and let's let him decide.
He's an idiot.
Well, don't... Boom, don't bam, give him names. Bop. He's sick of feeling like the victim. He wants to... I applaud the sense of, I want to take my life in my hands. I'm not going to let any dang ghosts get my way.
Why are we using ghosts and demons as this interchangeable term?
They're up there.
Let's
kinda.
Maybe use an example.
Okay.
Okay. You have some trash that you set out.
If it's not from the Bible, I don't want to hear. If it's not a Bible
story. This is a parable from the Bible.
Is it? Good. Which
if
verse?
It isn't, it's going to be.
Which verse? 19. What kind of a question is that? Which verse? Bible verse 19, Houston. He doesn't even ask me what book it's in. What verse?
Give me a verse.
Verse 19.
Okay.
No.
Wow.
You put the trash out for the trash man to come. A bear comes. He's digging through your trash. Cool. He's kind of an annoyance. He's getting trash kind of all over. What do you do? Do you walk out and poke the bear with a stick? Or do you let the bear do his thing?
Is it a black bear or a brown bear?
You can maybe spook him. Try to give him a little spook. See if maybe he will respect your distance. But if he doesn't, are you willing to go out and stab him with a stick?
Okay, so hold on.
Punch him in the nose.
I I'm not going to say that this is an
Put up your dukes.
I'm not going to say that this is an unfair analogy, but I am going to say that I don't know that it is, because I can easily say you don't go mess with a bear because a bear will wreck you.
That's what I'm saying.
But this kid is asking what his question really is this demon going to wreck me as a bear would? That's the question.
See, that's something you don't know. It's almost as if you don't know what's getting into your trash. You don't know if it's a squirrel or if it's a bear. And you just have to throw the punch.
That's right.
Without knowing what it is.
That's what he's saying.
As soon as that punch lands, that animal because, is going to make very well known what kind of an animal
because
it is.
If you switch, if you translate that analogy straight over, it would be as if asking, because he's asking, what's wrong with this? What's wrong with putting up your dukes and fighting a demon? So he basically be asking, what's wrong with, you know, why can't I go fight this bear? And the answer is, you can, but you're going to get wrecked.
You are going to fight a bear.
But I don't know that I can say that. I don't know that I can say the same about a demon because I've never fought one.
It's no guarantee that it's going to be a bear of a demon. His friend is fighting a demon and he told it off. So maybe it was just a squirrel of a demon. But I feel like demons come, there are more very powerful demons and there are very small little imp demons.
But I would say that demons are not, like, I would guess that demons aren't very used to having people fight back. You know what I mean? Demons very much rely on the scare tactic. And it's like, okay, what if I'm not afraid and I want to punch you in the face? He's like, then I'm going to get the GTFO out of here.
Then I'm going to use my big claws and slash you in half.
This is a ghost demon.
Sam.
Unseen.
This bear is going to rip you to shreds.
No, it's not a bear. Remember? That was your story.
Yeah, this is a demon. It's hooves.
Yeah, he's going to slash you up with some hoofs.
Did you see that video recently? I don't remember if I sent it to you guys. I definitely saw it and it made me laugh. The black bear in the dumpster and the balls on that guy to walk up and film inside the dumpster. And he was like, hey. And the bear's just like, I got to get out of here. Whoa. And he cooks. He's so afraid.
That was
nuts. It was crazy.
That the sheer speed of that bear getting out of the dumpster.
Wild.
Alarms me.
He would eat the man for breakfast. In one lunch and dinner. One swift swallow.
I think animals legit. I've wondered about this because we see animals and we're like, that thing, like a dog, a Rottweiler, would kill me. It would kill me in real life, right? If it was Houston versus Rottweiler.
Right.
But I wonder if animals like have a because they have instincts. I wonder if they see big ape man walking around and they're like, I know, like me, that thing has a lot of access to adrenaline. And could access it, and in a death match, could also kill me.
When in reality, we would do like nothing.
We don't have the instinct for life. See, but that's what they. I think
we have no claws.
I wonder if that's what they sense, though.
We have teeth.
Yeah, our teeth are like garbage.
They're really bad.
We have them.
There's canines for biting.
Our bite force is poop.
Is it really? I don't know the human PSI of bite force. What is it? Do you know?
No, not good.
I would expect you to know comparatively, that. Comparatively, it shocks me that you don't.
Not great,
but we have like we have our own mental limiters. Like you hear stories about people who like access all their adrenaline and do these insane things, and I wonder if animals can sense that, and that's why some of them don't just like outright kill humans. Because yes, they would probably win because we have mental blocks up that stop us from accessing like all that crazy animalistic energy. But
well,
they don't.
We
know
also
that.
Don't. I mean, I'm not. You know? I don't know how an animal even sees us. I know that horses see us like 7 times bigger than we are.
Really? What?
No way.
I'm is pretty that a, sure
is
that's
that a
thing.
Horse fact?
Somebody's going to have to fact check me, but I have heard, maybe it's not 7, but I know it's just like, it's like 5, 6, 7, something like that. They see us as giants.
I, you know what? That speaks to the heart of a horse.
And I could have just been lied to in fourth grade, but... There's some a dude, horse girl's mom.
There are enough wild
told the
horse
whole
facts,
class that.
There are enough wild horse facts out there that I would not be surprised that some of them ended up being fake because like the ones that are true are insane and wild. And so I think you can say things about horses and people are like, probably.
Not like, gonna check.
If you rip off their front legs, they actually sprout wings and they fly away. So
don't tell people that, because then they're gonna go try to prove it.
don't rip legs. Well, you know what?
And
yeah.
One horse,
you know,
is
what?
Too many.
Guy listening to this who thought, I want to see that, go try and rip the legs off a horse. I implore you to do it. Good freaking luck. You're going to get a hoof right in your maw.
This story is titled, well, first I want to check in with our friend Sam. Why? Do we have anything?
About horse facts?
I'm not finding anything, but I, just using the logic of my brain.
Damn. Oh, you're doing, wait, whoa. Did you hear that? He doesn't do this very often.
He's about to make me look
here
silly.
Here comes something smart.
No, because you probably didn't think about it. But why, how? How could that possibly be? I did see something that said that their eyes are the biggest of any mammal.
Really? More than whales?
What did I see? It was some fact like that.
Whales have big ol' eyes.
They're larger than any than those of any other land mammal.
Land mammal. More than an elephant even? That's crazy.
And that they see things that are nearer to them are bigger.
Oh, maybe it's because of their elongated skull.
Yeah, 50% larger. Is that what you're reading?
Yeah.
Wow, 50%? I'm...
So I could see them, like, viewing you as larger if you were here, but just viewing humans as any percent or any times larger all the time, like, even if you're in the distance or up close, just doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
We would be disobeying some law of vision that just doesn't make any sense.
Why would a horse's biology evolve to a place that lets it warp reality like that?
Well, no, it's just...
What are you talking about?
It's about a concave lens.
If it's seeing
lens,
things bigger than
it's
they
not,
are...
It's about the lens.
Yeah, it's like... They're seeing you, but just, like, stretched out, basically.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, why does their natural biology help, like, do something that warps reality to them? In a sense that could be negative.
It's not.
It's not.
Like a predator. They're like,
It doesn't warp reality.
Well, not warp reality.
It's how
but
they
like,
see things.
It's how they perceive.
Right.
Like, they perceive this predator much bigger than it actually is.
If it's
maybe
up in
if
their
they
face.
Stood their ground and fought,
but it's,
they would win, but they don't know that, and they run, and then they're full.
Fighters.
They could kick you. They could kick you, and if you tried to fight a horse, he'd kill you. He'd kick your trash.
This is not that.
This story is titled OMG Dolls.
Oh.
And I could be ignorant about this, but so just let me know in the middle of this. So once I was playing with dolls with my sister. She's super young and I was just bored, so we were
good
playing.
Save.
What?
He was playing with dolls by himself, is what Sam is implying. Which
I with mean, my sister, okay.
She's super young. Okay,
she's super young, bro.
I got you.
The only reason Barbies are in my house. The only reason I have a backpack full of Polly Pockets is to carry them for my sister.
I was watching Dora with my sister.
She's really, really young.
I wouldn't
she's
even. Really I wouldn't young, blame dude. If there was a post on one of these websites that says like I was up with my wife and like we were watching Clifford the Big Red Dog. I'd be like, yeah, because I would assume they had kids they put to bed. And we've all had younger siblings. Well, I guess you haven't, Sam, but we've had younger siblings that...
I know exactly what you're about to say.
Parents put them to bed, and then you true. Just... You sit there, and you're like, I guess I'm watching Dragon Tales for the next 3 hours. It's real, man. And you watch
that
it.
That is absolutely true.
Do
all
you
right,
know how much
well,
backyardigans I've seen?
Another 30 minutes of
far
word
too
girl.
Much. Of what?
Word girl?
Word girl, dude. That's an old one. That's crazy.
So, we were playing with... I was just bored, so we were playing with our OMG dolls. So, okay, this is where I pause for a minute.
That's
and
a
say,
brand.
It, is it?
Yeah. I've seen the commercial. I know what that is. I'm very aware of what an OMG doll is, Ken.
Sam?
I can't say that I do know what an OMG
okay,
doll is.
So
you can
I
fix
just,
this with a quick Google search.
At least with more... I just needed less than half to know... what OMG dolls are. So
I'm not real well versed cool. in my dolls.
I watched a lot of TV growing up.
Yeah,
I
and
think,
Houston is, so that
well,
even
back up off me. Let
that
me
makes
see.
Me feel even better.
Images.
And she had She had to go to the...
These look like Bratz dolls.
Don't even want to see it. Bratz can all burn.
They can.
So
the name is dumb.
Yeah, I don't...
We're Bratz.
Don't want it's anything like, to do it. Don't even want to talk about it.
Oh.
That's how much I... Yeah. And she had to go to the bathroom, so she was going to the restroom. And the second...
I lost.
They were playing with dolls. He went to the bathroom.
Little sister, I have to pee.
Okay.
Wait.
Or number two, I don't know.
Have you literally read this story? Finish. Keep going.
So she was going to the restroom, and the second she leaves, the doll moves as if my sister was picking up the doll by its hair.
Nope, it is not the same one.
Till this day, I haven't figured out what it was. I know it wasn't a ghost. Till this day, I haven't figured out what it was. I know it wasn't a ghost or gravity randomly failing. So please,
why is that funny?
I know that.
Why is that
funny? I know that.
Yeah, me too. Why I don't see. I don't get the joke. Kevin's dying. Is this the windmill thing?
Do we have? Did we have to?
Because to the fact that they feel the need to specify that it wasn't that.
That's exactly.
Let's list a couple things it wasn't. Okay.
You probably saw someone on a swing set once and was like, "There's no way."
It wasn't Zeus from Mount Olympus coming down and lifting this up invisibly. Unbeknownst to our visual perception.
It wasn't gravity randomly failing because I know what that looks like, and this was not it.
That's not, yeah, no.
Because it was just the hair,
the only implication.
Yeah.
We just need you to be clear, like this.
So please, if you know a scientific reason.
Oh. Kevin, we don't know. Kevin, we don't know any of those. We don't have, this is a paranormal.
Freaking make something up.
Well, I don't.
We don't do science here.
I don't freaking know.
Make something
up. Cut this out.
Is that science? Make something
up?
Did you say make science up, Kevin? What am I, a wizard?
Sam, they don't have to know.
Am I going to cast a spell?
Sam, if we come up with something convoluted and complex enough, nobody's going to look it up and everybody's just going to take our word for it. And that's kind of what we have to do here.
Wizards don't invent science. That was a dumb thing.
They cast science.
Is that what we're about to talk about?
We're not going to tangent on a tangent.
The association?
Finish your story. I'm sorry.
It's done. If you know a scientific reason for why the doll moved, please tell me.
Okay, we can talk about wizards.
And that's what we're
going to
do.
Wizards defy. No. They defy.
This is nothing.
And recreate. What is the word?
Kevin's raising his hand? Yes, okay. Sir.
I have a question.
They offer new science.
Sam.
As opposed to the actual science and laws, Kevin.
Okay, along those lines, if you are a wizard, apparently by Sam's definition, and you defy science, are you actually defying science? Because isn't that science?
So wizards,
you're creating new science and you're presenting it as new law.
See,
this now works.
See, but wizards,
because I did it.
New theory, Sam. Every good scientist will tell you that all science is theoretical.
And wizards, if wizards
put that
were
on my freaking tombstone
in like D&D and books and stuff, Gandalf isn't a scientist. He defies logic.
How dare you?
No! You cannot high road me on this one, sir.
I don't know
if you've been paying attention to the conversation up to this point.
He's not!
But by definition, he very much is.
Huh?
Sam.
No!
Please explain once more.
Magic is a thing that is called magic because it defies science.
He wasn't listening.
You can't combust a flame with nothing because that's not how science works. Mere men cannot do this. Only wizards with magic spells. They're the only ones.
He didn't listen to a word.
You can't. Sam,
just tuning in.
Did you even listen to the past 57 minutes?
Can you do it?
Were
can
you,
you
here?
Do it? Can you create flame in your hand? Do it in front of me.
Welcome, Houston, to the podcast. We've got maybe 3 minutes left. Maybe
episode?
you can make your presence now. We'd love to hear something from you.
Something
that
actually pertains
right
to the
right.
I listened to your conversation. You said that science and magic are one and the same. They're not.
Well, actually, they are, because
magic is the overriding and
Houston.
Okay, let me tell you this. I lose.
I'm a loser. I'm Gandalf.
Okay.
I'm Gandalf right now, okay?
Nice to meet you. I'm shaking his hand.
Is Gandalf the White just him
They call me the Grey Wizard.
It's an honor.
Is it just him putting on his lab coat? Is that what Gandalf the White is?
Okay, if I go like this, if I snap my fingers and a fireball appears in my hand.
Right.
Ooh.
That is now science.
I guess, kind of.
Oh, you broke my brain. It's true.
In that world, it's yes. True. Sure, sure. In that world, in Lord of the Rings.
In any world.
In our world.
Okay,
if he does
okay.
that in our world.
Scratch that, dude. I'm not Gandalf, Houston. I'm not Gandalf. I'm Kevin.
Was,
I'm your
though.
Friend Kevin.
He was Gandalf.
No. No, I never was. I never was, Sam.
It was a ruse. It was a fake beard the whole time. He got you.
Are you serious?
It's right under his chair. I've been Kevin this whole time.
I've been Kevin this whole time. Hoodwinked you, Sam. Sorry. Okay.
This podcast is so stupid.
If I snap my fingers and a fireball appears in my
He's
hand,
Gandalf.
I'm Kevin.
He's
no,
Gandalf.
No. I'm still Kevin. We're living in this world. That's now science. In this
yeah,
world, that's
right.
now
you're
science.
You're actually right because it is something that happened in our reality, but it doesn't happen in our
how
reality.
How did that work?
What?
I'm baffled. That made absolute no sense to him until you say, now we're here. And he's like, oh my gosh, we're here?
Well, no,
this
because
is the real
that's,
world?
That's,
that makes
that's
sense.
How things work. If something happens in our existence, there's a scientific
that's
reason.
That's what he tried to tell you, and you were like, no,
they're not the same
they're
thing.
They're not the same thing. And then he was like, okay, now we're here.
I was thinking of fake world.
Let me say the whole thing again.
Okay. You know what we've proved here today? We've actually made a huge milestone for humanity because all fiction writing that says the word wizard or mage or sorcerer is now incorrect because actually they're scientists.
No.
Because they do science.
I wouldn't say that.
They learn spells because of the way the laws of their universes work.
You can't be both?
You wouldn't be like, you're a wizard.
You can't be both?
You can't be both what?
You can't be a wizard and a scientist?
Well, no, being a wizard is redundant. It's a form of science.
I think it's the laws of the universe. I agree too.
I disagree.
I think in D&D, you should be a scientist,
but
not
if you,
a wizard.
If you look at like alchemists, they use science to further their magical discoveries. The discovery of the Philosopher's Stone is a scientific discovery of a magical and creation of a magical thing. It's pushing the boundaries and furthering science.
But guess what, Sam? Guess what? A botanist is never going to discover the Philosopher's Stone.
No.
But would you refer to a botanist as a scientist?
Yes.
And be correct?
Yes. Yeah.
So why can't I refer to a wizard as well as a scientist?
You could.
Okay, yeah. You know,
you just
fair,
said that, that
no,
I can't.
You're right. But no, you raised new information, and you know what?
You
you're
said
correct.
It's redundant. Don't do it.
No.
Well, that's what...
That's not what I meant.
That's what you said.
No, that's not what I meant.
I mean, it is, in a sense, redundant. I guess calling someone a botanist
is also redundant. Square rectangle
but
relationship.
But it is good to specify it. You wouldn't be like, he's a scientist and a botanist. You know what I mean? But like, a wizard is a scientist... But a scientist isn't necessarily a wizard.
How long have we been talking about wizards?
I don't even know how we got here.
How long have we been talking about wizards like we know what we're talking about?
Here's a better question.
I think we actually do because in the laws of these fictitious worlds, there are laws that govern that universe. And if someone is using those laws to do things, that is science.
Houston is the greatest, the greatest warrior for the cause. And he's been on the cause for two minutes now?
Sam,
he's our greatest warrior.
When you were talking earlier, I thought you were talking about my reality.
Where have you
world.
Been?
We could have used you an hour ago.
Listen, this isn't a wild switch. I have agreed with that concept of what I've said this whole time, but that specifically what we were saying was about the real world from this Reddit story. Some kid talked about his doll, said it flew by magic, and I said, magic's not real. You said, it's science.
Okay, I have a better question. How many times in this podcast have we brought up the square freaking rectangle relationship?
Well, when we're talking about the paranormal, it's bound. It is bound.
Why?
I don't
just
know.
Why are we taking things and just dividing them up by class? And
because Kevin, we as the three of us like to say this equals this,
and it's
almost never true. Which is why somebody always comes out and says, "You're wrong. That's a square." You're like, "This is a square and this is a square." And we're like, "No, that's a rectangle and that's a square."
Do people listen?
And then we're all like, "Okay." Do they
listen? This is that, but that is not this.
Is it because we're
always?
Is it because we're dumb?
Yes.
We're it's not funny. It's not funny for the reasons we're trying to make it funny. We're very dumb boys. We're three very dumb boys, and it's humorous to watch them think they're funny. And that's our podcast?
All of our regular listeners just get entertained by the fact that we are... It's an hour long each week of us...
smarter than somebody.
Of us arriving to things that everybody already knows. And everybody just get a kick.
To things that would
just
take
a kick out of
literally
it.
Literally 30 seconds, you'd come to the same conclusion.
It's just a bunch of sadists. It
takes us 15
I'm
minutes.
I'm very smart, and this podcast proves it. I am the average, at least. Three very dumb boys. That should be the...
Dude, that's the new freaking...
Why don't we name the podcast Three Very Dumb Boys and just broaden our horizons?
No, dude, that's how we freaking... That's going to be the future of resumes. Is,
huh?
Here's my resume... It doesn't tell you about how great of a person I am. It just tells you about other crappy people out there that Dude, I am not. And then they go, look at you, sir.
You write on there, I actually was in art school. I dropped out. I failed. Didn't start World War II. You maybe hire me as an intern.
And they're like, And you're like, reference, Phantasmagoria, I'm not one of the three people in this podcast.
Oh, I thought you meant in general. Because we're dumb.
We are dumb, but why not?
But no, you could do that.
It's not about the worst.
I'm not the worst, but I'm not as dumb as those three.
Yeah, it's a resume. You can't. I'm not gonna go put just like I'm not gonna put on my resume. I'm freaking Jeff Bezos.
So we're creating jobs.
You don't put that on your resume?
I put that on every resume I've ever turned in.
Which is why they call me every time.
And are very confused when I show up and say, I'm actually his son.
As soon as I get Jeff Bezos' voice down, then they'll hire me. I just haven't done it yet.
They don't ever actually...
They suspect that
they're
I'm
not
Sam
actually
Woodside.
Interested in hiring you when you pretend to be Jeff Bezos. You're a little... As Jeff Bezos, I'm a little overqualified, so I don't even really want the job anyway. So even if they offer it, I'm probably going to turn it down.
Dude, I could never do that. They'd show up and it'd be like, you're not Jeff Bezos. I'd be like, no. The people commonly don't know that Jeff Bezos does look like a 15-year-old boy. So...
And quite frankly, I think I'm a little overqualified, so...
Exactly.
You can find someone.
And they're like, well, we were really wanting to hire you, and you're like... No.
You have to double
down.
Exactly. Because you say, I actually came in to show you that I am Jeff Bezos and that I don't want this job. And then you leave and they're forever like, wait, was that actually Jeff Bezos? Because he just showed up for the interview, said he didn't want the job because he's Jeff Bezos and left. And it clearly wasn't Jeff Bezos.
They just think you're a crazy person.
That's wild.
And that was an expensive piece of apparel he was wearing. So I don't know.
Do you have any idea how much my time is worth? Do you have any?
In fact... And then you just get up and leave.
What a wild concept. I want to do that. I want to put a GoPro somewhere on my bod and go into an interview.
I have absolutely no idea how we even got here, but
I don't either.
We're done.
I think it was good, though. I think the Bezos bit might
I really
last.
Like that.
Welcome to the end of Phantasmagoria today.
Do you welcome people to the end?
I just did.
God does.
Magoria, I like that. MagoriaCast@gmail.com.
Or does he welcome them to the true beginning? Phantasmacast on Instagram
Too
and
deep.
TikTok.
You can't open up just a world, a world.
Part two, another hour. Here we go. Hey, give the man a break. He missed an hour of it, dude.
You're right. He's just coming into the podcast.
You can't go into the philosophy. Guess what, everyone? His plan and then
bonus hour.
He's still got 45 minutes in the tank.
I could, man. Let's go power hour. A delusional heat-induced power hour.
How about you just plug in your freaking stuff?
I already did. Oh. I talked about God and then plugged my TikTok.
Oh. That's probably why I didn't register it.
Right, right. Thank you guys for listening. We love you. And life's only going to be as holy as you make it.